Track 12. How does it feel to be 20-something? Leo, 28.
I had a real shock the other day. My little nephew, he's 6, said to me, "Uncle Leo, when you were a little boy, did you have telephones?" I couldn't believe it. I said, "Of course we did. How old do you think I am?" Then he said, "But did you have cell phones?" And I thought, "Did we?" I can't remember life without cell phones, but in fact, I think I was about 8 when my dad got our first one. "Yeah," I said, "when I was 8. "Aha," said my nephew, "I knew it. You are old." I didn't like hearing that. Even though I'm 28, I don't feel grown up at all. I have a great life, a good job, lots of friends. I go out with them most nights. I go to the gym every morning. I'm going to buy a condo next year. Maybe when I'm in my 30s, I'll get married and start a family.
Elsa, 26.
I started studying to be a paralegal after I graduated from college. I was making good money, and in many ways, I had a good life. But the more I studied law, the more I hated it. I was bored and miserable, so I decided to give it all up and travel. I was away for a year. I went to Australia, New Zealand, Central and South America. It was amazing, but then I went back home. I was 24 and with no money, no job, and nowhere to live. I moved back with my mom and dad. They're wonderful, and they don't make me pay rent, but oh my gosh, it's like being a little girl again. Right now, I'm working as a waitress just to make a little bit of money, and my dad keeps asking, "When are you going to find a real job?" My mom says, "When I was your age, I was married with 2 children. Married with kids. I don't feel old enough for that. I have a boyfriend, but we're not thinking about getting married. Maybe I'll study to be a teacher. Now that's a real job."
Dan, 24.
When I left home at 18, I thought that was it. Goodbye, Mom and Dad. Now, 6 years later, I'm back. My college years were great. I worked hard and played hard, but I left with huge debts, over $20,000 in student loans. I thought, no problem, I'll just get a job and pay it back. I moved into an apartment with some friends, and I was lucky. I got a job pretty quickly, but I want to be a journalist, and the only way is to begin at the bottom. I'm a very junior reporter for a small local newspaper. I like working there, but it only pays $25,000 a year. I couldn't afford the rent for the apartment, so here I am, back with the parents. They call us the boomerang kids. You know, kids who grow up, leave home, and then move back again, like a boomerang. A lot of my friends are doing the same thing. My girlfriend is back with her mom, too. One day we're hoping to get married and get a place of our own, but that probably won't be for a few years. You can't grow up when you're still at home with your parents. I'm fed up.